Yes, another segment of In The Loop, In The Loop, the flyest show on the circuit. You know what it is. We got another segment of In The Loop via In The Zone, digging in the crates. All of that Warrior Productions is made. We got the untouchable DJ Drastic filling in for DJ K Cash today. What's going on, Drastic?
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's good to be here, man. You know, K Cash, he on the road, man. He's doing his thing. So I definitely wanted to check in with one of my comrades, one of my guys, one of my homies. You know what I'm saying? I've been putting it down since the 90s. You know what I mean? Crazy. At the peak of dancehall reggae music, you had a man by the name of Red Rat. And Red Rat is back. He go by the name Double R. Double R. We got Double R, Red Rat on the phone. Say what up to the people, Red Rat.
Ah, no! Double R. Ooh, Double R. I'm here, Cuddler, and a Bubbler. We're in the loop, fam. We're in the loop. What happened?
Everything is everything. Thanks for being here, family.
Yeah, man. Respect for having me, man. Is it?
Yeah, man. Go ahead, Drastic. Yo.
Oh, for sure. My brother Red Rat, what's going on with you, man? How you feeling, man? I heard you had some wisdom teeth pulled, man. It's all right with you, man? You hanging in?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm on Novocaine right now, but I'm good, man.
I can dig it for sure. So tell me what you've been up to, man. What's going on, man? Tell me about the music, man. Tell me about the transition, man. What's going on?
I've been in the studio like a slave, man. But you know, it's hard work, and we need back that fun and dancehall, which, you know what I mean, I'm bringing back. My album set to drop sometime in the summer. It's called Fun Is Back. You know what I mean? And I'm also working with this pop artist that I just signed. Her name is Pascal, and we just coming back hard, man. You know what I mean? We staying on the grind.
Nice. Let me ask you a question, brother. Straight up and down, what's the difference, let's say, you know, coming from the 90s when dancehall was at its peak, what's the difference overall, let's say, in 2010 looking at the game versus in 97, 98, 99, and those years?
Back in the days, there was less artists and less producer, so the music quality was better. Nowadays, everybody have a Pro Tools system, and they make them own beats, and artists vibe themselves. No real production is really there anymore, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, and also the internet is kind of messing up sales-wise of not just dancehall music, but music on a whole. But I think that once you come out with good music, regardless of what people going to want it, you know what I mean, then they're going to buy it, and that's what we strive to do, keep the quality of the music up there that people would want to have it.
For sure. Now, let me ask you this. With the internet, when you say the internet, it changed the state of the game, do you feel the internet has hurt the music more or that it's helped it?
It's kind of hurting it in a sense, because it's too easy accessible. Once somebody puts up, like if somebody, one person buys your record and put it up, the rest of people can just download it for free, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we as the artists, we kind of suffer more, but it also opens up you as an artist to promote yourself as a brand. And once you're a brand artist, then you use that forum as a promotional thing for something else, you know what I mean?
Right, definitely. Let me ask you this, right? With that being said, as far as your experience in the overall game, like, tell me, like, one of your favorite memories, whether it be being on the road or just performing, like, just something on top of your head, like one of your most fondest memories?
All my most memorable moments is definitely on stage or whenever I go to a new territory. You know what I mean? Like, the first time I went to Costa Rica, I was the first, you know what I mean, dancehall artist to perform in Costa Rica and also on the Pacific side of Central America, you know what I mean? So it was a great experience, and to see that your music, some of these people don't even speak English, but they know your music word for word, you know what I mean? I've been to Japan where people singing their music word for word, and they don't know one note of English.
Right. I could dig it. What's the loudest place other than Jamaica? What's the loudest place that you went to and the women were just crazy and that's where it was. Like, if you could go back there, you'd bypass everywhere else just to go back there. Just for the women. We're talking just the women.
It's hard, man, because it's a toss-up between three countries. It's a toss-up between London, Costa Rica, and Africa.
Okay. I could dig it. I could dig it. I could definitely dig it.
But I love my fans all over the world, man. Once Red Rat is in town, they know it's going to be a party, and we just keep the music going and make sure everybody enjoy themselves. You know what I mean? When I'm on stage, it's like fun, man.
Nice. Yeah, I could definitely dig that for sure. What do you think about the artists in this day and age overall, like looking at them, let's say like their stance? Do you feel that they're being true to the culture and the music that they're making? For instance, like not to frown on an individual like a Sean Paul, and, you know, we have the utmost respect for him and his contributions to the game and the culture. Do you feel when a reggae artist, crosses over, do you feel like when they cross over that they're betraying the culture, or do you feel that they're, like, expanding it and making it better or making it worse?
Nah, to me, music is music, and I personally don't limit myself to music, you know what I mean? So if you do a crossover song, as long as you're being yourself and not trying to be somebody else or try to rap or try to, you know what I mean? As long as you have that element in there, it's because music now is not a genre anymore. Music is pop music. Every music is pop music right now, and if you're not making pop music, then it don't make sense.
Right. I could definitely dig that. So what else are you working on right now, Red Rat, man? Any movies in the work? Any books?
Yeah, I just finished a movie called GED. It's a comedy. And
okay.
I'm the villain in the movie, so I can't wait for that to drop. And basically, I'm just in the studio and putting out singles right now. You know what I mean? Just let people know that Double R is back in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I could definitely dig it. B. Richards, you got anything else you want to add?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just wanting to say thank you for being here on the show. Definitely appreciate you being here. And much success in the future. What projects are you currently working on right now?
I mean, I finished up my album that's set to release sometime in the summer, and we're just putting out singles now to create that vibe. And, you know, I mean, I'm also working on Pascal. She's a pop artist.
Right.
We're putting out singles for her.
Right.
And we just signed this new rapper. His name is Spooks. So, you know, I mean, we're coming out different and hard this year.
Right. I wanted to touch on your latest projects because I heard you mention a pop artist. What led you to work with the pop artist, being a reggae artist yourself? That's kind of a change of genre. What allowed you to be able to make that transition?
And you know, funny enough, if most people ever go into my CD collection or into my iPod, they would realize I don't really listen to dancehall or reggae music that much. You know, I listen to mostly like Alanis Morissette, and I do listen to Britney Spears.
Okay.
And, you know,
all right. You already here first. Let's see. Red Rat enjoys Britney
sells records, so all I listen right. to artists that sells records.
You're right.
And I mean, so I'm a fan of music. I play four instruments. I'm a producer, and I mean, so I don't limit myself. And when I saw this artist, I mean, her look alone, and then when I heard her sing, it was amazing. And I was like, yo. It's a bit out of my reach, but I know I could do it. You know what I mean? So we did it, and it's popping.
Definitely. One more question. What inspired you to come up with that catchphrase, "Oh, no, I'm not even
oh,
going
to"?
Yeah, what inspired that, my brother?
Oh, no, came up when I was writing the song, that girl, Shelly Ann. And then when I was doing the verse and I said the line, I squeeze our head and our legs them open.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, in the studio, and the producer was like, yo, say that again. That's a catchphrase. And from ever since, I just started using that. Oh no.
Oh man, definitely. So Jurassic, I'm gonna throw it back to you. Ask Red Rat, please stay on the line after we switch off. We just kick a couple vibes, you know, before we let you go, if you can.
No problem, man. No problem.
All right, Jurassic, it's on you. Take us out, baby.
Right. Let me ask you this. Two things. Where does the name Red Rat come from for the people?
The name Red Rat was given to me by one of my stablemates, General Degree. You know what I mean? Because in Jamaica, if you don't have a nickname, that's what they, you know what I mean? They have to find another name because they don't want to call your government name. So whatever you look like, that's what they call you. And they say, my complexion is red and I look like a rat, and the name just stuck.
And it stuck. And what about the transition just to Double R? Because we know you're running with Double R now.
Yeah, I mean, Double R is just an extension of Red Rat, because I can't change Red Rat, because everywhere I go in the world, people know me as Red Rat. But, I mean, Double R now is just letting people know that I'm not a kid anymore. I'm grown, and I'm doing more grown man stuff, you know what I mean, and to that next level, entrepreneurial stuff, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And let me tell you this. Who are some of the folks that you're working with on the album as far as artists and producers? Who are some of the individuals who contributed?
I've been working with Blackout Movements. They did This Is Why I'm Hot. You know, they did a quite a few tracks on my album because being Blackout is close. I've worked with Salam Remy, Katana Music out of Atlanta. And I do a couple of productions also, you know what I mean? But it's right across the board, you know what I mean? It's a good sound in the album, and not to toot my own horn, but I think this is one of the best reggae albums that's about to drop.
And there it is. And with that being said, In the Loop, Reed Richards, Untouchable DJ Drastic, filling in for K Cash. I know it sounded a little funny at first, but I'm here. You know what I mean? We putting it down. I got my comrade Red Rat on the phone. It's so crazy. Red Rat, I want to thank you for calling in. Anything you want to tell the people in Brooklyn, New York, shout out to Crown Heights, Fort Greene, Bushwick, Bed-Stuy, Flatbush. Anything you want to tell the people?
Well, you know, to all my fans and my ear cans out there, just continue supporting Red Rat. And you know what I mean? You know where to find me on the twitter.com/ Red Rat Music, or... You know what I mean? Just go on redrock.com. You find everything there.
And there it is. With that being said, people, you know what it is. Reed Richards, Untouchable DJ, Drastic, In the Loop, so crazy. Red Rock, I want to thank you for calling in, my brother.
No doubt.
I respect.
Respect. Stay on the line.